Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Thursday, January 2nd, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 4:30 today, we're going to talk to our good friend, Anna Mitchell, natural resource educator with UW-Madison Division of Extension. Looking forward to that. Been looking forward to this all week. We got our great friend, Kevin Krieger, in with us, district chairman of our Scouting America. Kev, good to see you.
Good this morning. And good. Or I should say good afternoon. Yeah. Good to see you.
And you brought in a new friend. We have Sam Hansen with us, district executive of Scouting America. Sam, thanks for being here.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
I really appreciate the time. And Sam, I'm going to put you right on the spot. I mean, ask you questions. No, I'm kidding. I just with new people, we love to get to know you a little bit, and especially with Scouting America, which we're going to get more into the organization and talk about the great work that's being done with our kids and our community with Scouting America. But to get to right away, Sam, I'd like to get to know you a little bit more. What got you involved in Scouting America, and telling us a little bit about your background, a little bit about your origin story and stuff?
Well, what really got me into the Boy Scouts is being involved in it when I was in high school and getting to go on trips through co-ed-led ones. And that's really what led me to follow my passion in the outdoor industry, going to school for conservation and working in county parks. And then moving up here to Wisconsin to go hunting and fishing all the time. That's really what drug me up here. And then finding this position with the Boy Scouts has been amazing. Getting to see the youth involved with our community and the outdoors has been very rewarding.
So from what I'm hearing from you is the main job is the hunting and the fishing, and then this is kind of like, oh, this is cool. No, that's awesome. And I think it's one of the things that certainly brings a lot of people to our state, a lot of people here to enjoy so much of what Wisconsin has to offer more than other states do. It's really unique and to hear. And I was thinking about this over the weekend as I was prepping for this interview, and talked to a lot of people, especially people up north, and how we're losing so many people that are interested, whether it's hunting or ATV riding or so many of the activities that we love in this state. We're not getting enough younger people into these things, so hopefully we can keep them around for the next 20 years or anything. I think from what I've been able to find, and I imagine you guys know better than I do, Scouting America has been very helpful with this and getting a lot of younger, along with 4-H and some other organizations, don't want to make light of that, of getting young people, hey, nature's right here for you. Like, nature's just waiting for you, and getting kids out there and seeing how much fun Mother Nature has to offer.
Exactly. I totally agree on that.
Is that something that I don't want to say that is like one of your main goals or anything there, but that does feel like kind of intertwined in Scouting America. Would you say that it is kind of getting kids in and get engaged in these things?
Well, I do. And in with how we are adapting with Scouting America with our program, I mean, this Cub Scout program just did a big change in it, and they're involving more of the outdoors along also with the technology end of it. So, because obviously for kids get a little bit bored, I had two boys, you know, trying to get them into hunting, you know, and sitting there for 12 hours in a tree stand, they kind of get bored. So yeah, they had their technology with them, but getting them out there still and able to use the technology along with being in the outdoors. And then we kind of adapted that with Scouting.
Everything over time has to adapt. They were talking about this in the 20s. They were talking about it in the 30s, in the 40s. I mean, this has always been the case. It's just we've never had technology be so influxed in things and had so many. It only makes sense as we go longer and longer in all of this in life and everything. We're going to have more and more options and more things come up to distract or to pull people away. And just like fashion trends, everything comes back around. I do think that as these things, we may see low numbers right now. Thanks to organizations like yours, to the kind of work that our UW4H is doing and stuff, I do think that this stuff comes back around. You're going to see higher numbers at some point, whether it's in the next year or two and in a decade, whatever it might be. But I think that one of the more important things too about what Scouting America does is keeping this stuff relevant. Not only is it important to have these organizations around, but time only moves one direction, Sam. And to adapt to the modern times, to adapt to things like Kevin was talking about there, that's not, you know, bending the mission or the message of what you guys do. It's adapting and evolving it. Is that that's just me saying that. Is that what you see it as?
Oh, yeah, I totally agree. I think one of the best things that come from offering this program to all the youth is that a lot of them are in urban areas and that don't have access within walking distance to a park, a nature reserve. And when we allow our scouts to be joined with these programs, they get access to those areas more readily. And they know that that's a safe space for them to go and enjoy, to go learn how to hunt and fish, but to also learn how to provide for that area with a lot of our service projects that we do. So it's very rewarding for everyone that's involved.
There's a few things that are greater to me. I think hearing a kid laugh is one of the greatest sounds you'll ever hear. Right. But seeing a kid when they catch their first fish, or something, that's there. It's just one of the best seeing. It's one of the best feelings. That is very similar to a lot of the experiences they will have getting out there. The first time they see a wild animal or something like that, to give these kids that opportunity, it's not just great and gives them maybe more empathy to other industries. I'm a city boy, but when I first moved up here, my nan and papa had me spend a morning on a farm. And ever since then, I've had an empathy and understanding of that industry a little bit better, a little bit more. That got me young with that. I think you're doing a lot of that in this too. Maybe not every kid goes on to work in nature or have a nature hobby, but they have a little more empathy, a little more understanding of that world. So when there's maybe a bill that comes up and you're voting on it or any kind of wild amount of things that could go on as adults, you have a little more empathy for that stuff. You have a little more understanding of it. I think there's that part of this too that's really key that helps out.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. So
one of the other things that I think that is fun about this, too, is not just giving kids an opportunity to maybe they wouldn't have otherwise, but certainly the kids that do these activities and giving them other, you know, ways of enjoying these things. Maybe they already hunt and they've already learned some of that, or they know fishing or some of the other activities, giving them an opportunity to see that there's even more, not just those things. Because while I focus on that stuff a lot, there are scouting has got so many different layers to it. There's almost no skill set that your kid is not going to improve on from being a part of scouting.
Well, even as an adult leader, though, too. I mean, you actually are learning right along with the scouts, because, I mean, back when I first started, I had no idea how to use a Dutch oven. Yeah. I mean, I learned how to cook on a Dutch oven. Now I love you doing that. Mm-hmm. You know, I cooked over a campfire with a tripod, you know, growing up with my parents and everything like that, but A lot of this is, you know, not only learning for the youth, it's learning for the adults too, right along with it. So
something to keep in mind a little bit later, we're going to be looking for volunteers, looking for people to be involved with scouting and everything. So you adults out there, keep listening, keep that in mind. I did want to touch on some events that you guys got coming up. You have something really fun on the way.
You want to do the Mid-State one?
Yeah. Yeah.
So January 18th, we have a Mid-State event for a merit badge college, and this is where we're going to be offering a bunch of different merit badges for our youth that involve technology, welding.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
I imagine there's a lot.
Crime prevention, firefighter. Yeah, yep. So that's fire safety.
Wow, those are good ones. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're letting us kind of take advantage of the situation we have, in some instructors that are helping us out with that, along with our merit badge counselor.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're trying to, you know, get a partnership with Mid-State, because it's a great resource out there to do that, and looking for more resources too to work with these guys.
Keep that in mind, any of you businesses out there, any of you organizations out there, a great way to not only excel your organization, nonprofit, school, whatever it might be, but also to be showing how much you might be finding people that will be working in your industry from scouting eventually. That's important note. And Sam, I was with you on trying to come up with the names for badges, because there's so many of them. I'm just real quick, I'm a little curious about this, and I've talked to you a little bit about it before, Kev, too, and everything. How much that has evolved as well. Like, there were the badges that were around when, you know, you and I were kids in Kevin, but now there's even more. That has also evolved to modern times.
Yeah, I mean, we had one of the merit badges that we were trying to get with Mid-State, but it just wouldn't work out. It's called Animal Science. Mm-hmm. And because they have a great program over in the Marshfield area, with their agriculture end of it, that would have been a really cool one to get going. But it just didn't work out. But yeah, we're always evolving. Like I said, with the technology, digital technology, they have that's kind of been new within the last probably 10-15 years, and that's a really cool one to have.
Yeah, they, you know, there's if your kid enjoys a certain subject, mm-hmm. or if they really excel at a certain subject, there's probably a badge for it. Yeah. There's just so many of them out there. And while it's great to give so much, I believe, as adults, our job is to build up kids. Yeah. To genuinely build up kids. I don't mean everybody gets a trophy day. I don't mean that. I mean like genuinely building them up and giving them opportunities to learn and grow and show that it's okay to fail. Just keep getting up. A lot of those things. Scouting is that 101. Like it really embodies that.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. We don't, you know, yeah, you're going to fail. Mm-hmm. But as us as leaders, you know, we kind of use it as a teaching moment. And then hopefully they can they continue on. I mean, a lot of the skills that they do is life skills. Damn. And it goes that way.
One of the things that I talk about a lot with almost every guest I have in when it comes to Midday Magazine here is how much we just never know what spark might get started in a kid and how they're taking a class or they're trying to get a badge in Knots or something, and that leads them to want to go into the Navy. You know, who knows? Right. But there's so many different things that these things can spring off in a kid's brain, and they just go and take this is their path. This is where they go. The advantages of having your kid involved in scouting are just, I don't think we have enough time to count all of them. I don't really know.
That could be the whole hour.
Speaking with Kevin, Sam, and Sam from Scouting America right now, and this event at Midstate, what are the time and dates again for it?
So it's January 18th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and we can sign up through the calendar for the Samoset Council.
Okay. No, you are fine, Sam. You are fine. You are killing it. You're doing an amazing job. And the website, samoset.org, is the website. That is SAMOSET.org, samoset.org. You throw it into your search engine, pops right up. Sure did for me.
Yeah.
And a great resource and a great place to find some of the information that you might, what we're talking about here today. I also wanted to talk about how kids can get involved in this, how parents can get involved in Scouting America. That is a big part of not only what we do here, but what we're trying to do going forward. Got a good turnout, got good kids involved in it right now, but we want to keep that going and everything. One of the things that I think is unique that I didn't know about scouting until my sister was in Brownie, and she got involved with Girl Scouts and everything, and I didn't realize how involved my mother would be in it and how she just really enjoyed it and got really into it because she never got to do that kind of thing either as a kid. So to parents out there, I don't never think it's necessarily a great thing for a parent to live vicariously through their kid that can get a little muddy. This is one of those okay situations. I embrace that actually. I think it's very cool for the parent, the kid, to get involved with this stuff, especially if you as a parent, when you were a kid, you didn't get to do these things.
Yeah, and one of the things that we've talked about now, and everybody thought it was the Boy Scouts of America, and they are rebranding, I think the official time it's going to be officially branded, it's going to be the first part of February, and it's going to be called Scouting America, but everybody's kind of starting to get used to saying it now.
Yeah.
And I've been to when we started doing our recruiting during the open houses at the beginning of the school year, everybody's like, well, I thought scouting was just for boys. Mm-hmm. And that's why they are rebranding and calling Scouting America. It is going to be, it's for both boys and girls from kindergarten right up to the age of 18 when you're, but then scouting doesn't stop at the age of 18. We have venture crews. So, and that goes until you're 21. And if you want to get involved in scouting, if you've kind of on the fence, go to the Samoset Council website and hit join scouting. And what it will do, once you get into that, it'll get you linked up to your school district and what schools are what units are involved with each school kind of in their districts. Mm-hmm. And then we'll go from there. You don't have to be with that unit, but we'll just try to get you in that contact with that leader.
You set me up perfectly, man, because one of the main things I wanted to get to with you guys today is talking about this change and this evolution. I've talked about, you know, the changing and the evolution of this thing. We've actually talked about this with a lot of organizations. To me, it's nothing about saying how things were done. It is what it is, and that's cool how they did things now. But as again, time only moves one direction, we have to evolve with things. And just speaking for myself, I would much rather having a Scouting America than nothing. And that's something that could happen if we did keep things kind of the status quo and the way they were. By doing this, it's a rising tide raises all boats kind of situation where all Girl Scouts, Brownies, Boy Scouts, all of these organizations coming together and really giving kids an opportunity. Not about the sex, not about any of that, but about the kids having a chance to do this. I also think one of the cool things that can happen with this, and I imagine has already been happening with this, is the empathy of boys and girls and having more understanding of each other and more empathy for each other. We kind of separated them for a long. Do you notice this? For our generations growing up and everything, we had a lot of things that separated us, whether it was sex ed or whatever. And then all of a sudden, when it comes to the school dance, you wonder why the kids aren't going next to each other and talking and everything. Right. Of course they weren't. We were scared of each other. Right. You know, this maybe you know having stuff like this growing up and everything with more and more of this, we have kids that aren't afraid of each other. some of that. Right. And I say that jokingly, but in all seriousness, I think that there is something that's so key to that going forward. I talk a lot about domestic violence on the air and how important it is for understanding of that. Young kids, young boys growing up in doing classes and doing things with young girls, it only creates a better empathy, a better understanding of that. I'm not saying it cures it, but boy, does it help. There are so many layers to what Scouting America can do and is doing right now. And opening up for everybody and having everybody just come on in, that just creates such a better society going forward, I think, for our kids.
Yeah, and I would, you know, you kind of set me up a little bit too, because there are some new training coming up with some of us adult leaders is that obviously mental health.
Yeah.
And they're actually trying to come up with a program to train the leaders to recognize that stuff. And then, you know, there you go. They're evolving. They're trying to make sure that we're on top of things too. And when we're spending so much time with the youth that if we see something, we're going to be able to, you know, you recognize it and move forward on it.
Yeah, we none of us are got our head in the sand. We all know the world that we're in right now and how things can be. So it's all the more reason for not only organizations like this, but to get involved in organizations like this out there to all you adults. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people might be listening and thinking, well, my kids are older or like, you know, or something, and maybe I wouldn't be involved in this. Well, we're always looking for volunteers. We're always looking for good adults in the community.
We are looking for, you know, different areas for behind the scenes type people that would be willing to step up. Even if you've been in a scouter in the past, I mean, we could always use the help as a commissioner role or involved in our district committees and things like that. So, I mean, that's if you're interested, I mean, just reach out on the website. We'll get you to the right person.
Yeah.
And there's nothing better than the feeling of being a role model for youth and young adults. And involving yourself in this program, you get to help with those little tiny niches that people are really good at, and also just getting to see pure joy.
With
every meeting and every event that we host, this is the moment that kids are going to have memories about, and you get to be a part of that.
Very well said. Yeah. Oh, that's a great, that hit me. That's a good moment right there. I wanted also to just really quickly before we wrap up and everything, we're doing our show, of course, here in Central Wisconsin, in Wisconsin Rapids. To people listening outside of the area, who is exactly in this particular part of this? Is there anybody that can or can't be involved in Scouting America in Central Wisconsin here? Is it certain counties, certain areas, or all welcome?
So on our scouting website, you can look up by your area code what district you are in. So that's kind of similar to counties, but a district covers multiple counties. And then that's all within a certain council. So ours is the Samoset Council, and we cover from Nakusa all the way up to Rylander.
Actually, we're actually in that one area in Duluth now because of a council that was in Minnesota that actually had to disband. So we picked up... We did pick up those units up in like the Duluth area, but yeah, I mean,
that is pretty cool, actually. Yeah, that's pretty neat. You know, again, kids getting to talk to other kids from other counties or even another state or anything, that's only going to create more and more knowledge and more sharing of that and just an understanding of those things too. That's really cool, actually.
Well, I remember my oldest son, which is Sam's fiance, but, so there is a connection how we got her involved in the area. But anyways, he went to a leadership training when he was in NYLT, National Youth Leader Training. He actually met some pretty cool guys from like the Green Bay area that I know for a while there he was in contact with them, but I mean, throughout the time but yeah, in the summertime when they're up to summer camp, there's kids from all over. There's some scouts, some units from Illinois they're up there because Camp de Somas is one of the top camps in the state, in the country. And so, we do get some units from Minnesota, some from Michigan, so they do travel to our area and go into the camp too.
And while I think it's really cool to hear about the Minnesota organization being involved with ours and what that can create, I also want to use that as a bellwether in some ways of, we don't want that to happen to our area. We don't want to lose our organization, our spot here. So that's why we need you guys out there. We need volunteers. We need adults, need kids to be involved with this organization. If people want to volunteer, if there is adults out there listening that would love to be a part of these things, send them to the website. Is that the quickest way to get them involved?
Yeah, I think it is because then they can do the contact us and then they'll get either give our my number or Sam's number and we'll get them involved.
That works. Now, see, I appreciate you sharing a little bit of that tie-in for Sam because I thought it was Sam and Samoset, and you just kind of did that. Perfect. This is really dumb. You guys were great. Thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward to hanging out again and talking real soon as other events and other things come up. We'll have you guys on a regular basis and everything. And Sam, nice work. Nice job today. Nicely done.
Appreciate it.
Always good to see you, Kev. Thank you so much for the time.
All right. Thanks, James.
And if you want to find out more and be a part of things, go ahead and go to samoset.org. That is SAMOSET.org. Throw it into your search bar. Should be able to find it real easy. Samoset.org. We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.